Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is potentially experiencing and is about to experience the darkest day in its history in the very near future. And I'm going to break down exactly why I feel that way today. And I've got a couple great guests coming up as well. Norm Pattis, Mike Adams. I'm so flippantly enraged at the news cycle today and what is happening to our country with just the ignorance and brainwashing of the average American. It's a challenge to even come on air and do the show. You know, it's a good thing Alex is out. Hopefully he's enjoying some nice weather. Hopefully he's enjoying some outdoors, enjoying some peace and quiet, because, I mean, this country is so screwed, man. It's bad. It's really bad. I don't like coming on air like this. I don't like coming on air being doom and gloom, but that's just the damn reality of it. So I'm going to get into all the news. We do have a big announcement with Norm Pattis involving some legal stuff here that is coming up in about 20 minutes. And then Mike Adams is going to have big breaking news as well. Not to mention Pete Santilli is going to have huge breaking news at 3 o'clock on the War Room with a Clinton-involved company now getting sued for almost $1 billion for support for terrorism. So all kinds of big developments today. But first, you know, this debate, and this is a small clip from the walk-away debate that happened featuring Shamika Michelle, and you had a debate on the issue of abortion going on. There were a lot of different issues being debated. But I think that this clip right here, which is encapsulated down, not the full clip, but encapsulated down for time, really puts the whole abortion argument into perspective. And the sad part is, it doesn't even matter. Liberals, leftists, Democrats, they don't even care about reality, folks. They've committed to the lies because it makes them more comfortable and it makes their lifestyle acceptable. But here's Shamika Michelle, I think, burying the abortion argument here in clip 7 at the walk away debate.
According to the Black Lives Matter website, the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision opens the door to statewide bans and subsequent rulings that will harm black people disproportionately. Since the Roe decision in 1973, 19 million black babies have been aborted, which is nearly half of the current black population in America. How can the organization that insists they have the authority on protecting black lives also claim it is detrimental to black people to have restricted access to a procedure that has ended 19 million black lives?
A black woman has never had autonomy over her body in this country. She was used as a baby manufacturing machine for her slave owner, who needed more and more people when they stopped allowing slaves to be brought over to the United States.
I just want to ask Reese, as a black woman, if she had autonomy over her body when she cocked her legs up and got that baby in her.
Okay, stomach. We're going to just go ahead and say no,
hold on. So just to be clear, you're asking literally, does she have autonomy over her body because she...
Her point was, black women have never had the ability to have autonomy over our bodies, and that is a lie. This is 2022, and women have the ability to decide, yes or no, I want to have sex or I don't. I want to take birth control or I don't. We need to stop telling these lies as if we just happen to fall on a penis and get pregnant. That's not how it works. My mother was raped at 14, walking to cheer camp. I am that baby. So when y'all sit here and talk about something that is less than 1% of all abortions, as if that is the reason why we have abortions, that is not the truth. And I want us to stop lying about it. And I want us as women to be responsible and have accountability and stop trying to blame everybody else for what's going on with our bodies.
Do You see why debate, political debate, is so necessary in this country? I mean, folks, we're desperate. We're thirsty in the desert for political debate. We're not getting it. But that's why the left doesn't want to debate. Shamika Michelle just destroyed the entire leftist argument on abortion. Oh, we don't have autonomy over... Yeah, you do. Stop lying about it.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Launch cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch system they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force.
So that was Alex Jones back in March of this year, and we've got more throwbacks from Alex Jones from over a decade ago, a couple years ago. It's all coming up today on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here filling in. And I got to tell you, the duty is heavy today. The duty is heavy today. And it's not just the understood concept of mutually assured destruction when it comes to a world war. We're dealing with, on a lower level, on a more local level, mutually assured destruction of our country right now. What do you think happens when one side of the political aisle gets censored, one side of the political aisle gets imprisoned, one side of the political aisle gets debanked, deplatformed, attacked, lied about? How long can that go on? And so what option is that side of the political aisle left with? Either become a slave or fight back for their freedom. That's mutually assured destruction. Now, this is breaking as we go on air today. Steve Bannon sentenced to 4 months in prison for contempt of the January 6th. A big lie about what happened on January 6th. Democrats burned dozens of major cities in this country for an entire summer in the name of George Floyd, who they lied about how he died. Billions of property damage. dozens of murders, hundreds of police officers hospitalized, thousands of assaults, cities boarded up. Many have never even come back to life. And then they tell you January 6th was an insurrection and a terror attack. When the government sends out an emergency alert, everybody goes home and obeys. And they lie and they say police officers were murdered on January 6th. Not a single police officer died that day. So I'm real hot under the collar today because it's just a fact. Everything that comes from the political left in America in the year 2022 is based in a lie. Every single thing. There is not a single basis of truth that the American left and the Democrat Party can derive any of their policy from. Not a scintilla. Whether it's abortion, whether it's January 6th, whether it's the energy crisis, whether it's inflation, whether it's Ukraine and Russia, you will not find any truth now. None. It's all lies. It's all propaganda. And that's why Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrat Party. That's why the congressman from, I think it was New Hampshire, left the Democrat Party. That's why Joe Rogan, who's a liberal, said vote Republican. That's why Elon Musk said, I can't vote Democrat ever. I'm going to be voting Republican. That's why you have the Blexit, black people leaving the Republican Party. That's why you have the Lexit, Latino people leaving the Republican Party, the Democrat Party. That's why you have the walk away movement, other voters leaving the Democrat Party. That's why you have gays against groomers saying, I'm not going to sit here and watch liberals groom children for sex. I'm not going to do that. And now you have the Jexit, Jews leaving the Democrat Party. You look at the numbers for CNN, MSNBC, late night news. Nobody's watching their bullcrap. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Jesse Waters, all have higher ratings than all the other left-wing news combined in primetime. And yet they sit here and tell you they're about to win the midterms because they know they're about to steal it. And maybe it's not just that they steal it at the polls. They use their propaganda in mainstream media to steal it and rig it. They use their Justice Department to go after Republicans so people think that Republicans are the bad guys when they arrest Steve Bannon and put him in jail for 4 months. People don't know any better. They think, oh, he must be a criminal. When they impeach Donald Trump twice, they don't know any better. They think, oh, he must be a criminal. They have all of their bots on Twitter right now. If you're a Twitter user, you've certainly noticed this. You can't even log on to Twitter without getting... Every fourth tweet now is Democrat Party propaganda from an account that you don't follow is forced onto your newsfeed telling you how bad Republicans are and how great Democrats are. It's a full-on onslaught, and they just want to delay the Twitter handover to Elon Musk till after the midterms so that they can rig the elections with their propaganda on Twitter until then. It is a dark day, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats have hundreds of political prisoners. There's news stories today. They sent 30 agents after a Army veteran and beat him and his wife up before taking him to jail. They just sentenced Steve Bannon to 4 months in prison for contempt of the January 6th committee, a sham committee. Our only hope now is a miracle from God. I'm not going to lie to you. It's our only hope. We need a miracle from God. Or you can consider freedom in America dead, and in that regard, the country's dead. So, yeah, I'm a little upset. I'm a little depressed today because I can see the future and where it's going, and there is nothing I see good about the future unless there's a miracle from God. Because the next 2 to 3 years in this country, folks, are going to be a disaster. Now, after that, maybe there's hope because it's going to get so bad in this country. It doesn't matter, political, left, right, Republican, Democrat, it's not going to make a difference. You're going to see total depression, you're going to see starvation, food chain collapse, supply chain collapse, thousands of prisoners, you'll be in jail, bank account shut down. This is the full power grab, and why wouldn't they steal it for the Democrats? The globalists need the Democrats in there when all of this goes down. And I haven't even begun to talk about the chances of nuclear war that increase every day that Biden is in office. Oh, what about that killer vaccine that they now want to give to your little kids? What about that? Oh, what about the drag queen stripper time for kids where they take perverts and prostitutes and rapists and they allow them to have access to your children and they grab them and touch them just like Joe Biden? Oh, yeah. These people are such frauds. It's unbelievable. Here's just one example. And we've got Norm Pattis coming up in the next segment with big legal developments as far as the latest case is concerned. Here's a perfect example of the fraud that we're dealing with right here. So the Biden administration has agreed to send another $50 billion to Ukraine. So the number of overall money sent to Ukraine is $100 billion from the United States. Now, Zelensky is still begging for more money. He met with the central bankers today, Goldman Sachs, to ask for more help. And he wants people censored on the Internet that speak out against him. He's not a totalitarian at all. But okay, $100 billion for Ukraine. $100 billion. Do you guys recall just a year ago that they told Elon Musk that if he gave $6 billion to the UN, he could solve world hunger? You remember that? Here's NPR. How $6 billion from Elon Musk could feed millions on the brink of famine. CNN, UN to Elon Musk. Here's that $6 billion plan to fight world hunger. So if $6 billion can end world hunger, what can $100 billion do? Start a world war? Because that's what they're about to do, folks. So $6 billion to solve world hunger. But
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Authoritarian, totalitarian regime hell-bent on crushing us and destroying our economy, but we're about to go through it. You're in it now, and the signs are all around you, and it's actually heartbreaking to see the left celebrating this, thinking that this is somehow going to be their redemption, or I don't know what it is, but man, oh man, it is rough stuff. And of course, Alex Jones and InfoWars are always the test case with a lot of their corporate fascism and political oppression with the censorship and now the billion-dollar lawsuit that they're now trying to use the precedent against Kanye West and Fox News and others. So Norm Pattis joins me now, the legal representation for Alex in this case. And Norm, I understand there's some developments here on the legal front and perhaps some plans moving forward. What updates can you give us today?
You know, I just finished proofreading the final version of our petition for a new trial. It's due today, the 10th day after the verdict. And we're working, as soon as I'm off the air here, I'll finish working on our final draft of a motion for what's called remitter, to reduce the verdict on the grounds that the verdict is unsupported by the evidence and is a result of speculation, passion, and anger, in violation of the defendant's right to due process of law. So both these motions will be filed today. The plaintiffs are expected to file their motion for punitive damages under CUTPA this afternoon. We'll have some reply briefs due to one another next week, hearings in early November, and then argument on November 7th about what the final judgment in this case should be. But from our perspective, Alex Jones, Free Speech Systems, was denied a fair trial, and we want a new trial.
And so it sounds like this process, at least in the next 2 to 3 weeks, there's going to be a lot of developments. Is that kind of a key factor to see where the future goes?
Yes. I mean, new trial, post-trial, these are called post-trial motions. That's the class of things that we're discussing. And post-trial motions are routine, especially in a case where the verdict is as shockingly large as this one. You know, I'm asking for a new trial. Do I expect to get one from Judge Bellis? Candidly, no. But I want the issue squarely before the court so that when the appellate court gets this case, as it ultimately will, it can see exactly what happened here. And in my view, the jury was misled and was a caricature was held up to the jury of InfoWars and Alex Jones as marketing rage to make a buck. And the question that was never answered is, does Alex Jones create his viewers, or did his viewers come to Mr. Jones because they see a world in disarray? And Mr. Jones and you or others at InfoWars are offering answers. They may not be answers that everyone likes, but we're entitled to reckon with the world as we see fit, according to our own lights. In this case, the plaintiffs persuaded the court that you all didn't comply with discovery, substantially comply, yet you gave tens of thousands of documents, emails, internal documents, financial information. You and others sat for dozens of depositions, responded in writing to material, answered what are known as requests for admission. You bathed them in tens, if not hundreds of thousands of documents, and scores, if not hundreds of hours of deposition testimony. They had the benefit of all of that when they went to trial, and you were denied the right to defend yourself. You were defaulted for not giving them everything they asked for in the form in which they wanted it, and the result of the default was you were prohibited to defend yourself. Yet, the defendant, or the plaintiffs rather, were able to use everything that you gave them, everything against you, to ask for money. And in our view, that is fundamentally unfair. If it would be one thing if you all had ignored the lawsuit, had failed to answer it, had failed to give any documents, had failed to do anything in response to the plaintiff's discovery request. In that case, a default might be warranted, but the law is that defaults have to be proportionate to the harm. And in this case, it was wildly disproportionate. You didn't adhere to their standard of perfection. They got a default, and they were able to use all that you gave them against you, and they used it, in my view, to create a fiction that doesn't exist as a matter of law. And that fiction is the following. You gin up rage to sell products. You don't believe a word of what you say. And you sense people out intentionally to harm the plaintiffs in Sandy Hook. I have spent years with all of you folks. I have spent months on your campus. I've spent probably thousands of hours on this case. And I can tell you that none of that is true as I see it and as I understand it. So the default was used to create a straw man to present to the jury, and then they were able to blow hot air onto that straw man and set it afire to the tune of $1 billion. In the trial itself, there was no evidence from a medical professional, no evidence from a mental health professional, no evidence from a third party that anybody was ever sent to harass these folks. But yet the jurors were told that as a result of the default, these things had, quote unquote, been established. So things that no evidence support were deemed to be true. Half truths were presented as whole truths. And the plaintiffs basically said to the jury, you know, give us a lot to stop Alex Jones. That's not a compensatory damages argument. That's a punitive damages argument. And we think that you were entitled, even in the context of a default, you were entitled to a fair trial and you were deprived of one. And we think you should have a new trial. And I feel strongly about that. I am very confident that if you get if the appellate court follows the law, you will get a new trial. This verdict is shocking.
Well, and let's just call it what it is. They were mad that in discovery they didn't get the evidence they wanted. That's what it is really about. They didn't get the evidence they wanted, even though they got everything. I mean, I sat for at least four or five depositions. I can't even remember, you know, dozens of hours. They were mad they didn't get the evidence they want. They got all the discovery. They literally got everything we have. And they were mad because what they wanted wasn't in there. But you talk about the billion-dollar judgment. I mean, the numbers, the only numbers that they even gave the jury to give that decision were numbers of revenue brought in that weren't even accurate. It wasn't actually an accurate number of revenue or profits. They just throw this number out there and they say, this is how much Alex is worth. And then we can't even provide a counter argument.
Well, that's what happened in Texas. Even less happened in Connecticut. In Connecticut, they had a financial expert on their list of witnesses. They chose not to call him. The only evidence about the revenue at Free Speech came in the form of the following. Attorney Maddie asked of the corporate representative, do you know how much what the revenue was? I don't. Can you estimate it? I can't really speculate. Would you agree with me that it was at least over a given period, and I don't recall the years, at least $100 million? Yeah, I'd agree with that. Would you agree it could be as much as a billion? Yeah, I would agree with that. So basically, that's all the jury had. But, Owen, that's not even relevant to the task that was before this jury. In Texas, the jury had to set both compensatory and punitive damages, and the amount of money Free Speech made might be relevant in the punitive damages calculation. In Connecticut, the jury only decided compensatory damages. That number was simply irrelevant. The plaintiffs were entitled at that hearing in damages to all the damages they could prove. All the compensation they could prove would address their suffering. They offered no number to the jury, not one plaintiff. They did not make a claim.
All right, Norm, we're up against
damages.
A break here. Come back in the next segment and finish off that thought. We'll be right back.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a major announcement that affects every American and our free speech. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Deep State, is openly all over international television and U.S. television, and the newspapers saying they're going to use the Alex Jones precedent to shut down all conservatives to all populists and Kanye West next. The lawyer suing Kanye West for $200+ million for simply talking about the coroner's report that they thought fentanyl probably killed him and that he didn't have any other injuries that would have killed him. That lawyer said, we're doing this off the Alex Jones precedent because the, quote, jury just found in Connecticut that Alex Jones made money by telling lies. So that's how they have this new legal system. It's absolute garbage. And Norm Pattison, one of the top constitutional lawyers in the country, let you understand how good he is. The former, you know, top lawyer in the country hired him to represent him, famously Mr. Spence. So he's a top lawyer. When he's telling you this, he's not just saying it because he's my lawyer and I'm his client. This is a rape of the First Amendment this country was founded on July 4th, 1776. So our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights that came later, is all under massive attack. We are filing for a new trial. This was not a real trial. It was a massive fraud. In the next few hours, he's going to file for the new trial. He's going to give you an exclusive right now on what they really did and read from the filing that will be filed in a matter of hours. This is major exclusive breaking news. I'm going to hand the baton back to Owen Schroyer and to Norm Pattis for this exclusive information. Norm Pattis, please recap and give them the exclusive information from the filing and why this is so incredibly serious and what they really did. They said that I sent people to pee on children's graves. They had no witnesses. They never saw it. They have no proof I sent them. They have no proof I sent anyone anywhere. It's all a giant fraud. Norm Pattis, I hand the baton to you and Owen Schroyer.
Yeah, the trial was deeply distressing. There was a default on discovery grounds, and then the certain facts were deemed, quote unquote, established. And the plaintiffs were able to persuade the judge that you, meaning Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, were responsible for any harm that befell a plaintiff. And so when a witness testified, somebody called and said that someone peed on my grave, that became proof that Alex sent them. I have never seen a trial in which that was permitted, even in the context of a hearing in default. The law is clear. Plaintiffs are required to prove that the damages they seek are related to the liability they assert. The court abandoned its gatekeeping function to assure that competent evidence comes in only, and the result was a slaughter. So let me read from the pleadings. The disciplinary default itself was outrageous. The court has to consider proportionality in the violation. In this case, InfoWars and Alex gave tens of thousands of documents, scores of hours of depositions, other pleadings and whatnot, and the plaintiffs were free to use them. But at trial, Alex and his team were unable to use those very items to defend him. So we write, the default in this case was disproportionate. The appropriate course would have been, assuming, but for argument's sake, that the court's conclusion that the defendants failed substantially to comply with discovery was would be to instruct the jury that in a trial involving damages, the jury was free to draw adverse inferences from failure to comply. That's a lot of gobbledygook. Let me read it to you simply. Entering a default where the defendants appeared, produced documents, attended depositions, answered requests to admit, and otherwise responded to requests for production gave the plaintiffs a deadly advantage. They were able to use information provided by the defendant to argue for damages in a case where the defendants were deprived of any right to challenge the use to which the plaintiffs put that information. The result was the functional equivalent of execution by a Chinese firing squad, with the defendants required to pay the cost of the bullets used to kill them. And, you know, I chose my words carefully. I will appear in the highest courts of the land to defend these propositions. Again, Mr. Jones was held to have sent people to harass a plaintiff. There is, you know, and I write in the pleading, in the weeks of testimony, the plaintiffs did not prove by competent evidence that Mr. Jones ever sent anyone to harass a plaintiff, or that anyone who listened to him heeded a call from him to harass a plaintiff. The jury was instructed, however, that liability had been established. A disciplinary default was transformed into a fatal impression that somewhere, someone had somehow proven that Mr. Jones did exactly what the plaintiffs alleged. There was no such proof. The court sided with the plaintiffs, keeping the truth from the jury and permitting jurors to labor under the false impression that a finding had been made that Mr. Jones had in fact caused harm. Not one witness in the case appeared to testify that they harassed a plaintiff at the behest of Mr. Jones. Neither did Mr. Jones himself harass a plaintiff. Indeed, Mr. Jones only ever broadcast the name of one plaintiff, Robbie Parker. The closest thing the jury saw to harassing conduct was videos of Dan Bedonde, an InfoWars employee, and Wolfgang Halbig, a man who to this day denies that the Sandy Hook shootings took place, haranguing Newtown officials over their cover-up and participation in a hoax. No plaintiff was present at that event.
And Norm, let me interject one little factotum here, because I think it's relevant. The individual whose name Jones mentioned did a TV press conference So he goes on TV and puts his name and face out there, and you're not allowed to say it.
Well, it doesn't, you know, let's just leave that aside. I mean, Mr. Parker's name got used. Okay, fine. There were videos and, you know, could you all have done a better job of covering that? I think the jury could reasonably conclude you could have. But that's the only name that ever got mentioned. The only other testimony about an individual arguably connected to Jones harassing a plaintiff was about a man named Mark Mills. Mark Mills appeared on the show in February one year after storming a Super Bowl press conference to claim that 9/11 was an inside job sponsored by the government. 15 months later, he turned up at a Sandy Hook event. There's no evidence that he was sent there by InfoWars, that he was ever on the InfoWars payroll. And then it was suggested to the jury that he was arrested at that event, and he was. But when he pled guilty to an offense, he pled guilty to interfering with a police officer. So the jury was left with the impression that Mills was sent by Jones because it was established by the default. He wasn't. There was no evidence of that whatsoever. So at some point, you know, and we write, given the law of default imposed by the court, these rules were unavailing. Everything was Mr. Jones's fault. The trial court wholly abandoned its responsibility to assure a fair trial and conducted according to the rules of evidence take place. The trial was transformed into a memorial service. And, you know, I go on and on. So, I mean, we feel pretty strongly. We've asserted 10 grounds for a new trial. Including the plaintiff's counsel's treatment of Alex and its demeaning of him, its haranguing of him, its argumentative and wholly unprofessional cross-examination of him. And we are confident that if we're not given a new trial by the trial court, we will be by the appellate court.
All right, Norm, do one more segment with me on the other side of this break, if you can just bear with me for 5 minutes, because I have two questions that I have for you on the other side, and then I kind of just want to get a general legal perspective from you on other developments.
Be sure to ask me the extent to which this case can fairly be called a precedent for other cases, because it really can't. That's a hoax, okay?
Okay, I will do that. I'm running that right now. So we'll come back in 5 minutes and do that. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, listen, we plan on staying on air. That's our plan. And we're already operating in small margins. That's fine. It's like we don't have strategic oil reserves. We have our tank. That's it. That's when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we don't plan on going anywhere. We don't need more money. The crew doesn't demand more money. I'm not demanding more money. Alex Jones doesn't care if he works for the next 20 years and doesn't have to get paid. But if you want InfoWars to stay on air, folks, now is the time to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, especially with Alex out of the office. I've explained this phenomenon before. It's not a secret. When Alex is gone, the funding stops. People just don't go shop as much because they see Alex isn't on air and they just tune out, so they don't hear the plugs when Alex is talking about his new book or the great supplements. We still have T-shirts available at InfoWarsStore.com. So, folks, I'm telling you, if you appreciate the work that Alex has done, if you appreciate the work that InfoWars have done, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of huge sales right now. 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements like Survival Shield X2, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and so much more. We're a fighting champion. We could easily put our hands in the air and said, look, we've been proven right. Our work here is done. But no, we're going to stay in the arena, and we're going to keep fighting.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Segment with Norm Pattis. Folks, every InfoWars transmission from here on out is more important than the next. And there's so much going on in our in the soul of America, in the mind of America. I'm going to finish up with Norm Pattis and try to get into the rest of it. But Norm, let's pick it up because we are seeing lawyers say, we're going to use the Alex Jones precedent. We're going to go after Kanye West. We're going to use the Alex Jones precedent. We're going to go after Fox News. You're saying there is no precedent here. Explain that.
Yeah, so the claim, I think, with respect to the Kanye case is that somehow they're going to make an intentional infliction of emotional distress. At the heart of Alex's case, in part, was this claim of so-called stochastic terrorism, terrorism by means of the Internet. And that is, if you have a broad social media platform and you say something that bothers somebody, you're responsible for what anyone else does when they hear that. And so in Alex's case, given the operation of the default, the complaint claimed that Alex said things he knew to be untrue, and Alex denies that, but the judge told him he couldn't say that. If Alex on the stand denied lying, he would have been held in contempt. If he admitted lying, he would have been permitted, he would have committed perjury. So he made the sensible decision, which was to boycott the proceeding. Because faced with that dilemma by the trial judge, had he testified and pled the fifth to protect himself from criminal jeopardy, they would have gotten an adverse inference against him. So it was a trilemma. But as to the precedential value of this case, what makes it a precedent or what makes it a non-precedent is the fact that all of this took place because of the default. The plaintiffs were never required to prove the fundamental assertion of this case. That is that others harassed the plaintiff, not Alex, that others harassed the plaintiffs because of what Alex said.
And that's the danger to free speech. But that's the proposition that the default avoided their having to test or being tested. So they were permitted to say, somebody threatened, I got a call, my life was threatened. They didn't have to say who said it. They didn't have to say when. They didn't have to corroborate it. They didn't even have to say the person said it to them. It could have been reported by a third party, them, which is classic hearsay. All of that was, quote unquote, deemed established by the default, and there was never an evidentiary foundation required as to hearsay, as to foundation, as to connection to Alex. And this is all because of the default. So absent a default, these questions will have to be answered in cases involving Kanye and others. And for other lawyers to get all hot and bothered and say, hey, wow, this is good news for going to get to harass people we don't like. That's just, well, you know, BS. I know this is family radio and television, so I won't say what it actually is, but it's BS. It's not going to happen unless a plaintiff gets defaulted. Now, in Alex's case, there was a default. The plaintiffs were able to persuade the trial judge that you all operate like IBM, and therefore everything the plaintiffs want, they should have gotten. They got a boatload. If they didn't get everything, they shouldn't have had the default, as I said at the top of the hour. They should have gotten an adverse inference and let the jury decide for themselves what the truth is. But instead of that, the default was operated to present half-truths to the jury as a whole truth. And the result was a fundamental miscarriage of justice. I can't help but wonder whether there are six jurors out there who now know that they weren't told the whole truth and whether they're upset. For example, when Alex got on the stand, here's things the judge told
me. Seems we have lost. Okay. Hey, Norm, Norm, you cut out for about the last 15 seconds, just FYI, but we got you back.
Okay. So, you know, Alex was prohibited from testifying, the judge told him, that he couldn't mention that Free Speech Systems was in bankruptcy, even though that to be true. The jury never heard that Sandy Hook was a minor part of the Free Speech's coverage over the 10 years at issue. The judge wouldn't permit that. But the plaintiffs were permitted to argue that there was massive coverage covering hundreds of millions of people over a 10-year period. Alex couldn't mention the truth that books reflect. That is, that Sandy Hook did not yield a profit to Free Speech Systems. Sure, there were days where money was made and Sandy Hook was discussed, but there was no correlation between it. He could not testify that he believed he had substantially complied with discovery. He could not testify about his belief that the opinions he expressed were protected by the First Amendment. He could not deny that he lied because the court concluded that he had as a result of a discovery default without even hearing his testimony. So, I mean, the number of ways in which this default was transformed into a machine used to present a straw man to the jury, a straw man that the plaintiffs could then argue should pay $1 million, is shocking to me. And if an appellate court lets it stand, that will reflect fundamentally poorly on the American civil justice system. So we're filing this new trial petition probably within the next hour or two. I've got to do some final edits on it and get off the air with you to do those. And then we'll be also filing a motion to remit or reduce the damages. Our claim is the plaintiffs have the responsibility to put evidence before the jury from which the jury could do more than speculate in arriving at a sum of damages. They never offered a sum. They never offered a bill. They never asked for anything. It was their lawyers who asked for billions, and they got a billion. So, you know, we remain optimistic. We remain in the fight. I'm very determined to see this one through the end and to a successful outcome.
One more question on that case, quickly. We have the soundbite of the plaintiff's lawyer, Chris Matty, after the case concluded, saying to InfoWars Alex Jones audience members, don't go shop at the website. How is that not malpractice when those funds would be going to pay these bills?
Well, I think the purpose of this lawsuit was never to
We understand the purpose
was to shut you guys down.
Sure. The purpose was to shut us down. But how can the lawyer go out and say, hey, don't pay the bills that the court just awarded the plaintiffs?
I mean, Chris Matty had his reasons for saying what he said. I've not spoken to him about it. I've not even seen the clip.
Well, it's my funny view because I had lawyers in a deposition I was given
tell me that I should sue a previous lawyer for malpractice for something similar. And so it's funny, but we know how that goes. But we can just drop it right there. You know, here's what's funny about this, and you can comment on this, or I just want to ask you one more question before we let you go. And Norm, you've seen this. I feel in this entire thing, we are the ones that have been defamed. I'm the one that has hate mail sent to me. I'm the one that now gets lied about, things that I've never said, things that I've never done. I get death threats sent to me all the time. Norm, you've seen them. I've sent them to you. We presented them to court. They don't seem to care. So I feel that we're the ones that have been defamed here. But you don't need to comment on that. That's just me putting my two cents. Here's my final question for you, though. Going back to the Texas case, the way this worked out, and I've asked other lawyers, and they don't have an answer, so maybe you do. The way this worked out is that the judge went to the jury and said, everybody give me a number about how much Alex Jones owes. And they each went out and, okay, I had 13, 4, 5 million, whatever. And then she added it up and said, this is the total number. It was 55 million or whatever. So is that how this normally goes? So you're saying, let's say 10 jury members, 9 of them say $0, and then one of them says a billion, and then you get a $1 billion judgment? That's how it went in Texas. Is that normal?
Well, I don't know how it went in Texas. I'd be stunned if the judge had any interaction with the jury that was not on the record. I just don't think that happened. But I think that in Connecticut, there were 6 jurors, and they had to agree unanimously on a sum. And however they arrived at that sum is however they arrived at it. But they all had to agree on the particular number. So in the Connecticut case, there were actually 30 numbers they had to agree to. 15 plaintiffs, one line for reputation, harm to reputation, another line for emotional distress. So they reached 30 unanimous agreements by some mysterious and opaque process that I can't relate to the evidence in this case. And that's a problem for Alex. It's a problem for every American, because when you walk into court, you're entitled to due process of law. And if you've erred, you should pay. But you shouldn't pay more than the error is worth. And it's up to the plaintiff, the moving party, to show what that error is worth. And when they produce no evidence, they're entitled to no money.
So this is amazing, Norm. You're now the 5th lawyer I've asked this question, and nobody can even seem to wrap their minds around it when 10 jurors all give a different number, and then the judge just adds that up and says, this is the total number. Again, that's what happened in the Texas case. I know you weren't in that courtroom. I've just never even heard of that in any case.
I'm not sure she – is that what she did?
Yes.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've never – every lawyer I've talked to said, I've never heard of such a thing in my life.
No, I mean, I'd hit, you know, I love you, I trust you, but I just doubt that. That just cannot be how it happened. I believe the jury had to come up with that number. I don't think the judge computed it.
No,
but you should talk to Andino Reynell.
She added all the different jurors' numbers. Each juror wrote down a number. She added them all up and said, this is the final number Jones has to pay.
Well, then that's another grounds for appeal.
So, well, there you go. All right, Norm Pattis, you got to file that report. Thank you so much for that update.
I do.
God bless and Godspeed,
well.
Brother. We'll be in touch. And, of course, Norm and I will be back in court next week. I'm in court twice next week. I'm in court 2 times next week because I stood outside the Capitol in D.C. and because I did a 30-second disruption of Jerry Nadler's false impeachment hearing in 2019, and they're still trying to put me in jail for months for that. So I'll be in court with Norm next week. It's nice being politically persecuted by these scumbags, by these dirtbags.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.